Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasere Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hi, everybody. It's like that's the intro from now on. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode with Everyday Endeavors. So today we're going to be talking about a key component in the Christian life. I think a couple weeks ago, we talked about how to operate in everyday life. But now we're going to be talking about a component that is very necessary in becoming more like Christ. Because on our own, we can't do much. But with God's help, we can go far. All right, so this is going to be a conversation about why grace is important in a believer's life. And why? Why do we need to talk about this? Because we are enabled by God to become more like Christ, to grow. And we are not tasked to do it alone. Oh, snap. That was a bar. That was, in fact, a bar. But yeah, we are enabled by God to become more like Christ. You know, as humans, it's hard to really change because there's so many variables that influence us day in and day out. There's so many things. There's family, there's work, there's school, there's perceptions that you've had of yourself for a long time. There's so many things that when you're saying like, well, I'm going to change this thing, it's not easy, right? But by the grace of God, we are in fact able to make those changes. Yeah. So what is grace? Trying to put this episode together, we went through it. Okay. Trying to find accurate definitions of grace, because some people just say that it's unmerited favor. But others don't really talk about the other component of grace, the one mainly spoken about by Apostle Paul. So grace, two definitions, obviously they coincide. It's God, everything connects. So grace can be defined as undeserved favor, something that cannot be earned, and something that is freely given. Where do we see this? Romans 5:15, where it says, "But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ." So a component of grace is, well, the kind of, if we're thinking if we're thinking of it as a story, the intro of grace comes from our salvation, right? In the sense that when we come, the only reason we can come into relationship with God is because Jesus died on the cross and he rose again on the third day. When he did that, he basically created a bridge between humanity and God, symbolized by the tearing of the veil. If not for that action, we wouldn't be able to speak to God directly. Right? You can just pray and say, "Heavenly Father, da 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 da." Before you needed you needed someone in the middle. So Jesus basically became that person in the middle, hence bridge. So how does grace come into it? The only reason why Jesus could die and all those things could come to pass is because of grace. So grace is undeserved favor, even though we didn't deserve it. When we were, as it says in the scriptures, yet we were sinners? Let me not do Bible scholar. But essentially it was, as we were yet sinners, we were still sinners, but he still died for us. Okay. He still died for us. And when you don't deserve something and it's given to you, that's unmerited favor, right? And the fact that it cannot be earned or and it's freely given, it ensures that there's nothing we can boast about. So that's in the beginning of the story, grace. So where are we going now? This is a grace that we're going to be discussing in more detail today. So we're talking about the grace, the enabling grace that allows us to do things we normally could not do. So this grace comes in after you are saved. Now, in the process of sanctification and purification, we can't do that on our own. Naturally speaking, we are humans. We are dust. To do supernatural things, we need the supernatural, right? If you are natural and you want to do something supernatural, you need something super. So that super is God's grace. It's God. It's Jesus. And we need those things. We need grace so that we're able to do things that we normally could not do, right? When the Holy Spirit comes into you the moment that you give your life to God and you begin to practice patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, love, joy, peace, all those things, by your own strength, you cannot do it. Because when the person in the parking lot is yelling at you and you're looking at them like, I too can yell. I also have the capability to be disrespectful and to just tear you down. But it's the grace of God. It's an enabling power beyond ourselves that would help us to not yell back at that person, but rather speak to them with kindness and love and patience. Right? So the enabling power of grace. And the title of today's episode is This Thing Called Grace. And I really just want to encourage people as they're walking through everyday life that you have the enabling power of grace. That the Holy Spirit inside of you enables you to do things you naturally could not do. That you, in your own strength, with your own thinking, with everything you could not do these things, but because of God's grace, you are able to. Okay. So, beginning of the story, remember what we said. I understood the beginning of the grace in the sense that, oh, because of grace, I was able to come into relationship with God. Even that one was, my understanding was a little shaky. I'm really understanding it as I'm working on this episode. But the latter, a grace that empowers you to do things you naturally could not do, I didn't really get, right? All my life, I had to work to, how do I put this now? All my life, I had to work to see results. And even then, there was still grace that God was helping me do, but I thought I was doing it by myself. So as I came into relationship with God, it was one of the things that he had to remove, one of the things he had to strip away, because that don't work in the kingdom. You can't do it by yourself. Right? Becoming more like Jesus is not easy. There are things that we've held on to as kids and things that we've seen on social media and in the entertainment industry, things that we've copied for a long time. And now you come into relationship with God and he has to strip those things away. And for a while, I thought I just had to do it by myself, that if I want to be more like Christ, if I want to attain that thing that God told me I was going to obtain, I had to figure it out on my own and do it on my own. So I would fast without being called. I would read the Bible, not to know more about God, but so that I can have the information and so that I could say that I've read. I would pray, again, not for God, not to seek God's face, but to seek his hand, or to be like, oh, see, like I did it. And I thought all those things would enable me to become who I was supposed to become. But it's of recent that I'm understanding that it is so much easier when I rely on the grace of God to obtain those things. Because when you're not putting that pressure on yourself, when and if you fail, you know that you have backing. You know that there's someone who is encouraging me to do better. That's why grace is so important as a believer. It's not just, you're not doing it by yourself anymore. That part of you died when, assuming you did your baptism, but that part of you died when you went into the water and you came out a new man. Now it's time for us to learn to lean on God more and more each day. I know that God has told you some things, places you're going to go, who you're going to become, the career that he wants you to do, the calling he has for you, all those different things. And for you to get there is not by your own strength. You might get there, but the process to get there would have been so difficult that you don't even want to be there anymore. Compared to if we lean on God's grace and are able to see better, or we're able to just kind of follow his plan as if it was a river, going where he wants us to go, doing what he wants us to do, and getting to that point that he promised us with more ease. Not saying that the process is easier in and of itself, but it is easier than if we were to do it our way. Because he'll tell you something and you're already mapping out in your head how you're going to get there. He said you're going to be a CEO. You're already mapping out in your head how you're going to get there. But God does things unconventionally. He doesn't do them the way that a human mind would do them, right? It says in his word that God's thoughts are higher than our own. I believe that's what it says. Or if I'm paraphrasing, it basically says that our greatest thought is God's smallest thought. He's God. So trust the process. And grace is applicable in different areas of our lives. That there is a grace that enables growth in every area. That everything is untouched. Your finances, your family life, your career, your health, mental health, you know, your friendships, your ministry, everything that has to do with you, there is an enabling grace to do it. One, as Christ would have done it, but also to grow in that area. So I guess the last thing I'll just talk about is, as we lean on God, he will empower us to do things we couldn't normally do. So lean on it. Trust him. Know that he is going to do what he said he would do through your life, even if it doesn't look like it. Trust him. I guess quick testimony, because God told me a specific career that I'm going into. And I didn't know how I was going to get there because you have to study for different tests and all that stuff. And it's not too tedious, but I had no idea what I was doing. And because of that, I genuinely just gave it to God. And as I gave it to God, I mean, mind you, blindly, I was still a young believer then. But as I gave it to God, things just started happening. Like, I got an interview for a job that seemingly had nothing to do with the career until I found out that that same job would allow me to, like, study for the exam. Like, they had programs for that specific exam. And I was able to, like, go through the program for free because I was already working at the company. So stuff like that will start to happen. I mean, it's not like God's going to give everyone a job, but you get the gist. And then being connected with people who have gone through the process and people who are able to help me in that process. It was just like, whoa, you know, because like everything is coming together. And I was just able to see that in my life to the point where I've done the application process. And every single step, God was there helping me. Right? And in that help was also during the different stages, I needed grace. Because studying for an exam is not easy, so you need grace to study. Taking the exam is not easy, so you need grace to take the exam. Working on a personal statement is not easy, so you need grace to sit down there and type. And there's just grace to do things that you could not originally do. And I'm telling you this testimony to tell you that God's grace is sufficient and he will help you wherever you need that help. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to figure out the plan. God already has the plan done. He's just waiting for us to obey. So take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. Grace is so beautiful because once you've stepped into it, when you fail, it helps you. Like, it's like it picks you up to do it again, to do it better. So as a believer, you need God's grace. Because you can only get so far by yourself. Our growth is limited without the grace of God. Because God's grace is a transformative work. So I pray that encouraged you. I pray that encouraged you. Because there is grace for you. There is grace for me in every area of our lives. And I pray that you begin to tap into it. And that if you still don't fully understand the concept, that God would help you to understand. And if you do understand the concept, that you will go deeper in it. The recommendation for this week, again, like I said in the last episode, is to pray. Let's build a habit of praying. I need to continue to build that habit as well. Let's keep praying. Before we end, I just want to read a journal entry that I wrote a while ago that kind of sums it up. Because all these things that we're doing, it's a process to that end. It's a process to becoming more like Christ in every area of our lives. Here goes. My journey is one of progression, not perfection. I am to take it one step at a time, focused on the one above. There is no need for comparison to others, regrets for my actions, and hurry to be fixed or to get over it. It really is a process, and it's one I've been in this whole time. I mistook my efforts for perfection when all along it was God's process and his mercy. Thank you, God, for your great love and patience. Thank you, God, for your grace, the one that can transform a man. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I pray that you actually like got the concept. Please don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you learn something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go. Live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors. Bye for now.